In the few minutes that we have, we're going to try to connect the end of Yontif into Sefer Bereishis. Obviously, always Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. Bereishis is not just Stam, that it's right after Yontif. So I once saw a very, very beautiful idea from Rav Shimon Schwab, the Mayim Beis HaShoeva. This is an incredible thing on the Pasuk and Shir HaShirim. Pasuk says in the 7th Perek, 2nd verse in Shir HaShirim, Mayofa Pamach, Pamayim, Banolim, Bas Nodiv. How beautiful are your shoes when you come to Yerushalayim. And if Shabbos goes on to whole Arichas, if you look in the back of the Sefer, there's a few Torahs on Shir HaShirim. It's the first Torah on Shir HaShirim. How beautiful are your shoes when you come to Yerushalayim? And ask the Shabbos a very simple question. When you come to Yerushalayim, you come to Jerusalem for the pilgrimage, for the Shalosh Regalim, you're taking your shoes off. So why are we riding here over here? How beautiful are your shoes? So he says such a magnificent fort. I think it very much connects to any time we leave a Yontif, or any time we leave a Shabbos, or anything you do, anything in Kedusha, anything holy. He says, Shir HaShirim is not talking about how beautiful your shoes when you get there. It's talking about when you're leaving, and you're going back to Tzfat, and back to Tel Aviv, and back to Tveria. All T's. You're going back to all these cities. You're not just staying in Yerushalayim. Hashem doesn't want us to stay in Yerushalayim, because then we all be Shalosh Regalim all year round. Hashem wants to take your holiness, to take the inspiration of Ne'ilah, take the inspiration of Simchas Torah, and now infuse it into your life. How beautiful are your shoes? Not when you get there, it's when you go home. When you go home and now you're making it part of your daily life. If you look in the Parsha, after Adam and Chava sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals it out, all the punishments. Adam has to work, Chava has to give birth, all the birth pains, and the Nachash seems, okay, he loses his legs and he has to eat dust the rest of his life. And the Rebbe Rabbonim and Rav Meir Pamishlan and all this, a lot of Sadiqim asked the famous question, what, that's a great thing? He has to go around his trees, his bushes, his plants, his flowers, he's good to go. And every parent knows, when you lock out a kid, you don't want to have anything to do with them, that's the biggest punishment. Even with Adam and Chava still getting punished, Hashem says, I still want a relationship with you. I want to have a connection, I want to have a kesher. But for the Nachash, you did something so evil, so cruel, so something so negative, out. Take whatever you need, I want nothing to do with you. How does this all connect? And he connects beautifully in the following way. This will close. Rav Weinberger once said, he says, how do you know what's true? You daven on shu and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Simchas. How do you know it's true? He said, what's the word for truth in Hebrew? Emes. He says, Emes stands for, instead of it's from Alexander Rebbe, Emes stands for Elul, Tishrei, and Mar Cheshva, men in the middle. Why? It's very easy to be inspired in Elul, and maybe not all of us, but for sure Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah. What happens? Comes along Mar Cheshvan. Comes along the bitter month. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Who's going to be emistic to what they thought about Yom Kippur? Who's going to be emistic to thinking about their relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? I think that's what it's all about. Not realizing that we have these moments of Yontif, of Kedusha, but to realize those are things to propel us forward. It's got to cement us. Got to be able to move us and transform us to try to be better, to be kinder. In our Ben Adol Makom, Ben Adol Machaver, and also our Ben Adol Atzmas, like Rabbi Goldberg talked about. So please, God, be able to take these three ideas. Number one, to realize when we get to Yerushalayim and we come to those moments of Kedusha, it's not going there, but it's what we take with us home into our neshamas. Number two, to realize the relationship is the ultimate thing that we have to be so grateful and such a gift and opportunity that we have. And number three, to realize to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not an El and Tishrei, we show Him that we're faithful and we're truthful and we're dedicated, but comes along Mar Cheshvan to show Him that we're putting our money where our mouth is, as the Shemis Bachar.